Hello. Welcome back to another episode of We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 120. If this is your first time listening, thanks for tuning in. If you're a regular subscriber, thanks a lot for coming back. It is much appreciated. This podcast is part of a network of podcasts in the We Own This Town network. All of our shows can be found at weownthistown.net and are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Overcast, or just about anywhere that you listen to podcasts, even Spotify. We recently launched a new show with hosts Kim Baldwin and Louisa Glenn called Friday Night Nudes. It's a comedy podcast, but it isn't afraid to tackle some topics that you might only feel comfortable talking to your therapist about. Themes like self-care or busyness as a currency or allowing yourself to feel successful aren't generally what you'd think of as a hilarious topic, but Kim and Louisa managed to keep it upbeat and entertaining and remind you that taking care of yourself actually is important. It's definitely a good listen, so go check that out. All right, music time. I've split up the show into two halves, musically speaking. The top half of the show is going to be more heavily leaning into the pop realm, and then we'll get into some more varietal styles and genres. It's a good lineup, trust me. So let's do this and start things out with a new single from Sunseeker. This is Good Year.
It could have been a good year, but I lost it all when I thought about where you've been. 'Cause I've been eating all the trash that's been in my car. I've been eating all my friends. You said you didn't want to hurt me, but that's alright. You know that I'm my own best friend. Now you've been treating yourself to a diet of wine and all the latest trends. I know what's wrong with you. I know you hate goodbyes. Can you believe you weren't yourself when you said?
When you said you thought you were.
All right. right, that was Sunseeker with Good Year from the Good Year single. This is the second tease we've heard from Sunseeker in regards to an upcoming album. Back in September, they released the song Night's Alright along with an animated video, and together, these songs paint a picture of a rather strong forthcoming LP. At least, I hope so. This song really leans into the melancholy abilities of singer Alec Benek's voice, and I think it works really well. I really loved the Biddeford EP that they put out back in 2017, and I hope that we get a full length in 2019. These two songs really pretty exciting in regards to that. But speaking of singles, let's keep moving forward and hear the latest from Benjamin Harper's band Smart Objects and their latest offering, Devastator. Okay, that was Devastator from Smart Objects. If you haven't heard Autumn Man or Run Your Own Way, the other two singles from Smart Objects, steer yourself over to their Spotify page and check that out. This track is a bit more of a slow burn grower than those other two, but it does a great job of continuously layering upon itself. By the time the song wraps up, there's plenty of vocals and keyboards and guitar parts all working seamlessly together. It's pretty equally impressive that they're able to pull that off live, too. If you haven't seen them perform yet, make an effort to go out and see them the next time they play. There's kind of a culty vibe to their performance. I think there's 9 people in the band, maybe more. They all wear white. I get kind of a reminiscent vibe of like Polyphonic Spree. Just like there's a cult leader, there's a whole bunch of people in the band. They're all working towards the same idea that is the music. I mean that as a complete compliment, because I think there needs to be more bands in the world that are like that. I'm not sure when a full length is expected from Smart Objects, but given the success of these 3 singles so far, I can't imagine that it will be too far off before we get a proper album. So I'm sure when that happens, we will play something from it here. Big fan of the Smart Objects. All right, let's keep going. Let's hear this next one. This is Sam Hoffman with December. That was December from Sam Hoffman off his debut album, Fairweather. The release notes on the Bandcamp say that this is set for release on November 13th, and today is not November 13th, but hey, the whole thing was right there and available, so I went ahead and nabbed it. It's an extremely pleasant album, kind of a thoughtful pop song vibe to it. It's got that right balance of introspection and catchiness. It's pretty perfect for this fall weather that we're having right now. To be perfectly honest, I also get kind of a Matthew Sweet vibe from some of it. I hate to compare one artist's work to another because Hoffman is obviously doing his own thing and it's not derivative works in the slightest, but there's a nice familiarity there that kind of drew me in. It's a solid record. Highly recommend you go pick it up, regardless of when the official release date is. There's a link on the detail page for the show at weownthistown.net. You can click on podcasts in the navigation. Okay, so far so good. Let's round out this pop block with a song called Good Old Days from The Medium.
So nice to see you here. Below the ground, the skies are clear. These days have racked my mind. I tend to miss those good old times.
Thank you.
From the Medium off of the Good Old Days single that actually came out in mid-October, and I really wanted to share this previously, but I was busy regaling you with a bunch of spooky songs from our Halloween episode. I kind of love everything about this. The production, the harmonies, the strings, those little vocal throwaway flourishes throughout. I mean, I adore it. It's great. Obviously, I just called myself out for doing a Matthew Sweet comparison with Sam Hoffman, but I mean, there's something Beatles-y going on here, right? Is that unfair? Is that just the laziest journalist thing to say? Am I a journalist? I'm not a journalist. Anyway, getting off track there. I really like this track. For now, that's the only thing that's out there, but according to an interview that's up on the Nashville Cream, they are working on more. I can't wait. Okay. So that was our pop block. Very refreshing, very pleasing. Now we're going to go into something a little different. I have a whole lot to say about this one, but let's just give it a listen first. Here is Z with Handed Out to None.
And I was feeling confused. I couldn't get in the mood. I was feeling held back. As my brain felt the weight of a 50-gallon tank, stand the fuck back. And I was kidding. Up the stream, and I was feeling a lot and dishing out all the time, but it wasn't helping, man. It wouldn't be good. Yeah.
was Handed Out to None from Z from their newest album, barbedwire.org. We actually played another song from this exact same release a while back on volume 113 with the track 456. They were actually the cover artist for that volume. This track is a lot more lighthearted than that one, but that is exactly what I love about this band and about this album. The styles jump all over the place. Sometimes it's a bit ominous, sometimes it's a bit poppy, sometimes it's extremely fuzzed out, almost leaning into like metal tendencies, but then you've got a track like this one that is kind of light and fun. Many bands would royally screw up that balance, but Z absolutely does not. It's clearly a collection of songs from an outfit that's not afraid to stretch themselves, even with the span of a single album. I would also note that this is the second album from them in a really short window of time. On Cassette Store Day, they put out an EP entitled Magnifique that is much more leaning into the harder, darker side of things overall, but still manages to have this variety with a track called Angel Wings. It's much breezier and lighter. I think I'm just gushing now, but this band has really grabbed my attention, and I highly recommend you seek it out. I don't think it's on Spotify or Apple Music or Google, any of that. Maybe by the time you hear this, it will be, but I was unable to find it very easily, maybe because the name of the band is the single letter Z, but you can always go to the episode detail page, and I'll link you directly into the Bandcamp. Click through, and you can hear the whole thing. It's great. The album is great. Okay, enough of that. Let's hear a new one from the Shadow Tones entitled Goodbye.
Thank you.
right. That was Goodbye from the self-titled album from the Shadow Tones. The band released some demos back in 2016 and put out that song as a single in October of 2018, right before the full record was released. I really love the soaring vocals from Megan D'Amico. I can't say her last name. I shouldn't have even tried. And there's a whole 70s influence vibe to the track that's quite good. I think I previously said this had a manic Jefferson Airplane vibe to it. It's a very lazy journalistics thing that I did there, but I stand behind it. The album is similar in style throughout, pretty dark and psychedelic. I haven't seen them live yet, but I imagine that these songs kind of lend themselves to an entertainingly dramatic performance. I could see them really stretching them out and having a good time there. I'm going to keep an eye out for the next show and suggest you do so as well. It's a great album. Go check it out. I think there's a song called The Bees that's on it that I like a whole lot. I was a little torn onto whether I should play the single or play the album track that I liked. Ultimately, I went with the band's decision to play Goodbye because they put it out as a single. They want that to be your introduction to them. So I stuck with that. Okay. So let's hear the latest single from The Mute Group with the song Abuses and Superstitions.
Hold that corporal higher, higher. You know that it saved us from the fire.
Was Abuses and Superstitions from The Mute Group off of their forthcoming full-length album, Sinister Hand. To be perfectly transparent, my record label, YK Records, is releasing Sinister Hand, so my bias here is pretty strong. I always feel guilty playing songs on this podcast from bands that I'm working with, but hey, at least I'm being upfront about it. The Mute Group fascinates me because they make music that I can't really put a label on. Lyrically, this song is like a creepy folktale. There's a lot of intrigue there about hexes and witchcraft masses, crystals and sacraments. It's simply not subject matter that I hear sung about in the way that the band sings about it. There might be like a hard rock or a metal band singing about those things, but Mute Group is using like a light mandolin and a meditative quiet vibe that makes for something quite different here. The band also released a video for the song that was shot all in one take, and I swear it's a flat-out piece of art. I mean, literally, it looks like a moving painting and contains like a cast of characters slowly moving around in these repetitive and meditative ways that really only add to the questions of the story of the song. I love it. Like I said, my bias is really strong with this because I'm putting the album out, but I really do sincerely suggest that you go watch that video. It will be linked from the episode detail page, and Sinister Hand will be released in early 2019 if things all go well. I mean, I would know, right? One would think. Okay, let's round out the show with something much different than what's come before. Strap in for a little chiptune. Here's Galaxy Flowers with Intro Stage. We'll be right back. right. That was Intro Stage from Galaxy Flowers. I just stumbled upon that on Bandcamp and was really smitten by the cover art that depicts like some sort of psychedelic 8-bit character reaching out towards a monolith or screen or mountain something. I mean, this is a podcast. I can't really properly describe it to you and paint the image properly. You just gotta see it. So, after some research, it turns out that Galaxy Flowers is a pseudonym of one Finn Lavelle, who also makes music as Night Swim, Against All Authority, The Summer Obsession, and a ton of other bands. I'm sure I will dive into all of those projects in the future, but for now, I'm satisfied with what I'm hearing from Galaxy Flowers. I don't believe this album actually ties into a legitimate game. It seems like it's more of a conceptual soundtrack, with each track corresponding to a level, i.e., Ice Stage, Green Stage, Volcano Stage. It does a really good job of embracing that chiptune style, but doesn't really like loop in a repetitive or monotonous way. Never really gets too stale. I think it's pretty wonderful that that's coming out of Nashville. It's a great record. If you're into the 8-bit and the chiptune, solid recommendation. All right, enough of the talking. That's it. That's the whole episode. 8 tracks for you once again. If you ever need to get in contact with us, please hit us up at weownthistown.net or on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram at weownthistown. I seriously love a submission. I listen to everything that gets sent our way, so send more stuff our way. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.